Today, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on members of the United Nations Security Council to implement a new strategy to denuclearize North Korea.
All options for responding to future provocation must remain on the table. Diplomatic and financial levers of power will be backed up by a willingness to counteract North Korean aggression with military action, if necessary.
And just yesterday, President Trump told Reuters this.
Well, there's a chance that we could end up having a major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
That's the president speaking yesterday. NPR's Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep sat down with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson yesterday. He's with us now to brief us. Steve, you asked Secretary Tillerson about his approach to North Korea and if his goal is for direct diplomatic talks. Here's what he said.
Obviously, that would be the way we would like to solve this. But North Korea has to decide they're ready to talk to us about the right agenda. And the right agenda is not simply stopping where they are for a few more months or a few more years and then resuming things. That's been the agenda for the last 20 years.
Is there a disconnect, Steve, here between President Trump raising the specter of, quote, major conflict with North Korea and then the Secretary of State telling you about getting Pyongyang to come to the table for a diplomatic resolution?
You know, there's a difference in tone. I don't really think there's a difference in message. This is somewhat how diplomats negotiate and world leaders negotiate. You'll remember that when President Obama and Congress imposed sanctions on Iran over their nuclear program, the president was repeatedly saying things like Iran will not have a nuclear weapon, the implication being that if it gets to it, we may even use force, even though the president didn't quite say that. Now, in this case, you have the Trump administration, both the president and the Secretary of State, saying in different ways, if North Korea goes too far, if they continue with these provocations, we are ready to use force, but there's still a little time for diplomacy, and we want there to be diplomacy. And I read Rex Tillerson's remarks, by the way, to mean we want diplomacy fast. Direct talks with North Korea. Let's not have these talks about talks. Let's just talk.
Well, the U.S., as you know, has tried to get North Korea to the table in previous administrations. What hope does it have of getting it to happen this time and getting talks to stick?
Well, I'm not an expert. I am aware that North Korea likes to talk directly to the United States. They would like that very much, and so there is some possibility of that. But whether the two sides can agree on the terms for talking is another matter. When we spoke with Secretary Tillerson, he said, we want to have direct talks with North Korea, and we want them to be on the basis of North Korea ceasing to be a nuclear power, giving up all of its nuclear weapons. That's what he stated as the goal. Now, the question is whether North Korea is willing to enter into talks, knowing that that's the intended end state, is North Korea ceasing to be a nuclear power, and what can you give North Korea in return for that?
He was, in fact, singular about that one point.
Yeah, he said it again and again. It was his very definite message. In the end, do you get that? I don't know. If I talk to foreign policy experts, they are cautioning that you can't really be absolute. It is a negotiation. You may have to say that it's going to take you years to get North Korea down to having no nuclear weapons, or maybe it's more of a never down to zero nuclear weapons. But you want to get something out of this deal that assures North Korea's neighbors and assures the United States that North Korea is not going to be a threat to them in the long term.
Of course, the secretary hopes that China will be on the U.S.'s side. What was the impression that you got in terms of China, which is a key player in dealing with North Korea, that the secretary is confident about how helpful China can be and whether or not the United States even knows what China might be doing to be helpful behind the scenes?
When you talk with Secretary Tillerson or when you listen to President Trump, you have a sense of players who are hoping to understand where the Chinese are coming from and reflect where the Chinese are coming from and try to show they have some sympathy with the Chinese. Officials around the president who've spoken with me say that the president stakes a high value on having a close personal relationship with Xi Jinping, who is the leader of China, and that that personal relationship can be the basis of some mutual understanding between the two countries. Now, does that work? I think we could speak with some former government officials and foreign policy experts who would be leery of that because the Chinese are not very sentimental necessarily. Whether they have a personal relationship with you or not, they're going to do what they think is in their interests. And the question here is whether China can successfully apply the right amount and kind of pressure on North Korea to compel them to come to the negotiating table, to the bargaining table. It's been really tough for the Chinese to believe they could do that in the past, but maybe they've got a few tools left.
NPR's Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep talking to us about his interview with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Thank you, Steve.
Enjoyed talking with you, Lisa. Enjoy your work.
So do we all.